Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is TPXY. Whitney Young, a strong-willed 20-something who's both playful and neurotic.
It's not easy being this sophisticated.
Corey James, an immature nice guy who's trying to grow up.
That's not true. I eat garbage all the time.
The number one hit music station.
98PXY.
Normally for Team PXY Bad Dates, we go through all your messages that you send us on Instagram and Facebook and smoke signals about the ridiculousness of your dating life in 2019. But this week, a very special guest in studio. Welcome back, Breezy.
Here we are.
I mean, we couldn't not
cover this. We had to. So before we get into what happened, I just want to preface this by saying that what happened on this date made you say, I am never dating again.
Oh, no, it's canceled.
It's done. It's over.
And let me preface this by saying, I mean, you guys saw me on Friday. I was in stitches.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately unwell. And I just want to say, I blame Whitney.
Yeah, so wait, that's also the thing. Is this is really all technically Whitney's fault.
Because I encouraged you to get back out there.
Yeah, you know, I was doing just fine on my own.
Dating your exes.
Perfectly happy.
Sure.
Jeez.
Sure.
Wow. Okay, all right. So let's walk through this here. Buckle in. You're in for a wild ride.
Okay, so what was it? Like 3 weeks ago, Whit, we went out to lunch.
Yeah, that was
nice. Lunch.
That was really
Plaza.
Nice.
And you're like, you know, Breeze, you should really get back out there.
Get out there.
Get on those apps. I go,
that's the first mistake right there.
Oh, give me a break. Ye, who was on the apps for 10
exactly.
million
years. I know more than anyone how ridiculous they are.
Not for me. And I told her this, and she said, you know, let's give it a try. So, unwillingly downloaded the apps.
I mean, she basically forced your hand.
I got
gun to her.
I cut off your finger and, like, you put the print onto your iPhone.
Yep, sure. And for those of you who don't know, I date girls. Happy Pride.
Sure.
Jig is up.
Happy
Pride. Waving the rainbow flag in the studio. So I met this girl, and everything seemed great. We went on a date maybe 3 weeks ago to Swan Dive.
Oh, wow. 3 weeks ago. My goodness.
2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm a busy girl.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Conversation was good. There was a little spark.
Good. Felt maybe we could go for a second date. So over this past week, Thursday, I was house sitting for my friend. And she was like, you can have whoever you want over. And she knew I was seeing this girl, so it wasn't a big deal. So we went out to dinner. And then she came back to the house, and we just, like, watched a movie, and it was, like, super chill.
It's a little Netflix and chill.
Yeah, she wasn't going to stay, but we were, like, drinking. She lived 45 minutes away. So I was like, just stay the night. Let's have sleepover.
So it's a responsible and safe thing to
do.
Sure.
Totally. So, spend the night. Nothing happens. I mean, it is what it is. So
good.
It is what it is.
And I wake up the next morning. And I don't come into work early on Fridays. I'm normally here at, like, 6 o'clock. I take Fridays off.
Yeah.
So I roll over at like 6:50, which is super out of character for me to wake up that early.
No, nope, it was earlier than that.
It was 5:50.
Yeah, because you texted me sis, just sis, at like 6:05.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Okay.
So I roll over and she's not there.
Gone, yeah.
She's not there.
So what, okay, at this point, what is running through your head? Because again, this is the second date, so it's not someone you know well.
Right. I don't know this person that well.
And she was robbing your friend blind?
I'm like, what's going on? But my eyes are barely open. Maybe I'm dreaming. I don't know what's going on. So, like, as soon as I get to process that she's not there, I hear a loud crash.
Always great, by the way.
I go, let's call her Sharon. Sharon? Sharon! That was the worst
Ozzy.
Name I could have picked.
Sharon! All right, Ozzy.
Sexy.
Listen, Sharon. I bet there's plenty of sexy Sharons listening to the show this morning.
You're right.
I hear nothing. And then maybe 2 to 3 seconds later, I see Sharon's body flying
body.
Through the air.
Her body.
Flying through the air into the doorway.
What do you mean flying?
You
falling?
Whitney, you would have thought she fell from the sky.
Like, how does that happen? What was going on? What was the gravity situation here?
So,
well, obviously it was gone.
Yeah. Apparently, she passed out.
Huh.
Okay.
She's laying on the ground, basically unconscious. I don't know this girl.
Did you think she was dead?
I did. Okay. I really, really did. And I was scared and I was like laughing like nervously because nervous, I laugh.
I always laugh when people get
like,
hurt.
Wait, what's going on?
It's a nervous tick.
And she's like, something's wrong. Like, I feel really dizzy. And I'm like, okay, like, what? So apparently, she got a Charlie horse.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that happens all the time.
And got up to go get water and passes out. Like, she reached for the wall.
Dehydration is a serious thing. She reached for the wall.
Did you guys drink absinthe? God!
She reached for the wall, and this huge mural comes crashing down.
Okay.
So that was the first initial crash.
That was a mysterious crash.
And then the second crash was her body.
Hitting the ground.
And when I say, guys, she hit the floor. Like, she hit the floor.
She hit the flow. Next thing you know.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Too soon.
Yeah. I think so.
Very high impact. Shoulder down. She looked like me going through the table at the Bills game. If you haven't seen that video, you want to check it out. So she's laying there. We gather our thoughts, and she's like.
Okay. So she comes back to at this point.
My shoulder. Uh-huh. My shoulder's broken.
Well, at least she doesn't have to worry about being dizzy anymore. Yeah. She's got more things to worry about.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like. Breezy, my shoulder's broke. Like, you need to take me to the hospital right now.
Oh, my God. And it's 6:30 in the morning at this point.
I have a meeting with our boss at, like, 10. I'm like, this is going to be an all-day affair. I can't really pencil this in.
Oh, my God. I know you're grievously injured,
I didn't schedule
hospital
time into my day today.
Oh, my God.
I simply can't.
So, she's like, I have to go to the hospital. She's like, let me call my mom and just, like, let her know what's going on. She calls her mom.
But close to it.
What?
She calls her mom.
Yeah.
She's like, my mom's a nurse. She'll help. She's like, Mom, I broke my shoulder. Like, I'm going to the hospital. She's like, whatever you do, Sharon, do not go to the hospital.
What?
Which is very strange for a nurse to say, by the way.
Yeah.
She's like, the way our insurance is set up, like, it'll cost $1,000. Like, I just, like, if you're really not
this, this, by the way, this makes me think that Sharon has done things like this before.
Wow.
So she's like, do not go to the hospital. Here's the insurance number. Figure it out. So we're on the phone with this insurance company, and Sharon's like, they're going to come to the house with an x-ray machine. I'm like, not
what?
This house!
Okay.
What kind of black market?
There's a lot of twists and turns to this story. Out of all the shocking things, from the loud crash in the middle of the night to the bodies flying through doorways and slamming on ground, I mean, the fact that is this a thing? People just bring x-ray machines like in your garage?
No, this is not something I have ever heard of. If you've heard of this, text us 69822.
Yeah, does your insurance company do at-home procedures?
This sounds like, let me know. Honestly, like black market.
They bring like an extra lung like on the way?
Do they bring a gurney and an operating table?
I don't know, guys, but when I'm off my parents' health insurance, I'm probably going for this one. So
I know a guy.
So I'm like, we can't do this here. Like, I have to go to work. This isn't my house.
Liability.
Like, yeah, I'm not. No one's getting sued here. So I'm like, well, you have to go home. She's like, I can't drive. Yeah, my shoulder is broken.
Was she mad that you were being so like?
No, she wasn't like mad, but I was like, I didn't know what to do. So I was like, all right, get in the car. I drive her car. She lives in the city somewhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're in Canandaigua at this point.
In Canandaigua, she lives in the city, and I text you. And I said,
oh, God.
What are you doing after the show, Corey? You're going home eventually. Why?
Yeah, like, you actually said, are you going home? Like, yeah, probably, I assume. You know something I don't know? Am I not allowed?
So I drop her off, her and her car off, walk her into her home because she can't, like, she can't carry her bag. She has a broken shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Drop her off, meet her whole family. Barely know this girl.
So. Oh, the morning after, too.
Sure.
Talk about a walk of shame.
Sure. And I Uber to work. Richard takes me to work. Just an easy $30 Uber to work.
Sure, yeah.
And I come in, I tell you guys a story. I'm sobbing, like laughing. Like, I couldn't breathe.
You
were
peed.
You peed. You were dry heaving.
Let's just be honest. You
said you were going to throw up.
And then I go upstairs, have my meeting with our boss, do the rest of my work for the day. She texts me later that day and goes, my shoulder's broken and I'm getting surgery.
Wow.
So this is what a second date with Breezy is like. If you come out without a broken bone, you are in good shape.
Wait,
it is meant to be.
There's going to be no more dates.
That's not going to work out.
I was out of the game for 2 years, and I'm going to sit the bench for another 2 years.
And you don't mean no more dates with this girl. You just mean no more dates in general.
Whitney, I'm not putting myself through this. I don't have time for a lawsuit.
I'm going to be honest. I think you're being a bit of a savage.
Wait,
wow. About this whole thing.
Really?
I think you're being... I'm just going to say what everybody's thinking.
Whoa.
Presumably.
On.
I think you're being a bit of a savage.
It would have been really savage if I requested the $30 for the Uber.
Well, okay. Well, what specifically would you like to point out as savagery? Because there's a lot going on here.
I think there's a little bit of savagery in the concern, the level of concern you had about getting here for a... weekly focus meeting with our boss. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, your yearly evaluation or anything.
You want to talk about casual savage meeting. Corey blew me into our boss, told him everything that happened.
It's a great story. I'd share it. I don't know. What do you want?
I think it was a little sav. I think it was a little savage that you just like, you're like, hey, look, I really... Clock's ticking. I gotta get to work. I'll give you a drive. I'll give you a ride if I have to. You know, I know you have a broken clavicle, elbow, whatever the heck is going on.
I mean, you're gonna kick you out of the house and be like, figure it out yourself. But
yeah, that would have been
I could have ordered her an Uber.
I would have like taken the person to like, you know, where they needed to go, and I would have like hung out for a few.
Wait, did you hear when she was like, her entire family was there? Wanted to hang out?
I passed her off. She was in great hands.
Yeah.
She did an x-ray machine in the garage.
Bracy did everything she needed to do.
I don't know.
I did.
More than.
What was I supposed to do? Go get her breakfast?
Yeah, yeah, maybe. What do you want, Whitney?
I don't know. I'm a little TLC.
What do you want, to cuddle?
I take my job very seriously.
She can't cuddle her. She has a broken arm.
I can't. Well, we've got an update on the text line.
Okay, yeah. We've got breaking x-ray news,
yeah, at 69822. Aaron from Greece checking in. My job provides mobile medical services that will make house calls. Okay. It's a newer service that employers can offer. Another one that I work in HR, and this is something we offer with employees on high deductible. Okay.
Sure.
X-rays at home is a real thing.
This texter says, so this story made me laugh and decide Breezy is the greatest.
So you might be single forever, but you are the greatest.
At least you got that going for you.
Love that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.